This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Brian Papoon. Columbia is receiving a cleanup this weekend as hundreds of volunteers pick up trash. KBIA's Raquel Pimentel has details.
The cleanup Columbia event is scheduled to start at 10 Saturday morning. Program assistant Lisa Rollmiller says the annual event encourages local residents to work together to help make the Columbia community look better.
The awesome thing about this event is it's a bunch of people who get together all on the same day. I don't think very many individuals put in more than a few hours on this particular morning. However, there's an immediate impact.
Rollmiller says there are already 1,800 volunteers signed up for the event, but she encourages anyone who wants to participate to come to Rock Quarry Park on Saturday morning at 9. Rollmiller also hopes this event will discourage littering in the Columbia area. Raquel Pimentel, KBIA News.
A bill proposing to aid Missouri colleges and universities may not be as helpful as originally thought. The legislature proposed a bill that matches funds raised by a university for construction, maintenance, and renovation. Deputy Commissioner of Higher Education Paul Wagner believes the bill will pass, but says the state will not be obligated to help out.
Even if higher ed institutions came forward with their matching fund, the state's not obligated to provide their match. It's kind of like simply opening a bank account with no money. Just passing the bill doesn't provide any money at all.
The bill is currently in the House after being passed by the Senate. A St. Louis attorney pleaded guilty to misusing money from an insurance company to funnel contributions to the Missouri Democratic Party. Lawyer Edward Griesdike III pleaded guilty in federal court today, one day after former Governor Roger Wilson pleaded guilty to a similar misdemeanor charge. Wilson and Griesdike admitted to using money from Missouri Employers Mutual Insurance Company, where Wilson was CEO, to reimburse a $5,000 donation to Griesdike's law firm made to the Democratic Party in 2009. An indictment released Thursday said the contribution was passed off as a legal service from the insurance company to the law firm. About 20 supporters of the post office rallied in downtown Columbia Thursday, gathering outside Senator Claire McCaskill's office. Supporters held banners and flyers opposing Senate Bill 1789, which would cut funding to the U.S. Postal Service. They say a cut from 6 days to 5 days in service will slow down many deliveries. Eel Breedlove, a 30-year veteran of the Postal Service, says it could also put many veterans out of a job.
You know, a lot of veterans work for the Postal Service. There's going to be a lot of veterans coming back from Iraq that are going to be looking for jobs, and the Postal Service hires veterans.
Vice President of Columbia's National Association for Letter Carriers, Jeff Connell, says the bill will kill 6 day and Saturday mail services as well as door-to-door deliveries. He also says it would put 80,000 postal workers out of a job nationwide. Flags at MU are half-staffed today in memory of students who passed away during the past year. The MU Remembers annual ceremony honored the lives of 14 deceased students. The ceremony took place today at Memorial Union with a moment of silence, singing the MU alma mater, and a photo montage of the students. Christofferson Colmer, president of the Graduate Professional Council, said family and friends were invited to share in the remembrance with the university.
This shows the university, truly as a family. We view all the faculty, staff, and students, as our family members. And whenever you suffer the loss of one of your family, you always want to do something to remember them. And so I think this is a fitting gesture of the university.
The Memorial Union Tower will be darkened until 10 p.m. in honor of those remembered. A report released today by the Army Corps of Engineers says that having more free space in reservoirs along the Missouri River would not have eliminated last year's record floods. Missouri Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
Jody Farhat, the Corps' chief water manager for the Missouri River, says a higher amount of free space would have only reduced last year's flooding, not prevented it.
Due to the tremendous volume of water, we still would have had very high record releases from the reservoirs, and we still would have had a significant flood event in the Missouri Basin.
Farhat also says increasing flood control space within reservoirs would mean less water for barge traffic, recreation, and hydropower. The report mentions other options, including widening the river channels and reducing development in the floodplain. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Corps of Engineers will hold public meetings next week in Jefferson City and St. Joseph to discuss river issues, including today's report. For KBIA News, I'm Brian Papoon.